This man commented on TikTok. I haven't told you about this yet.
Your TikTok?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He said, I made a TikTok about how it's like they think every TikTok I make is about them. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey.
You think this song is about
yeah, get over yourself.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, if you're repeatedly trying to get a woman's attention and she ignores you, there's a reason. Mm-hmm. Stop. And, you know, here's the thing. Here's the point of that TikTok. There was a man who was repeatedly trying to get my attention and I was ignoring him.
You said, okay? No, thank you.
It honestly.
I found Rubik's Cube guy, and that's all I need in my life anymore.
Rubik's Cube guy is 22 years old. I'm not. It's just fascinating.
I am now a cougar.
But like the point of the TikTok about take a hint is it has nothing to do with the guy who was trying to get my attention. It's not personal. It's more the fact that like I'm super against men right now. I don't want to talk to men. Period. And men don't seem to get that.
Yeah.
It
turns them into crazy people. Well, and it makes it a game.
They think, oh, you're going through a divorce. You must be lonely. And I'm like, no, I'm good.
Want me all up in your business.
It's really, they don't understand that I can just not want to talk.
You could be, yeah.
I don't want to have any private conversations with men. Please leave me alone right now.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it. Yeah. And it's like, they don't understand that concept at all.
They don't want it. It's gross.
Please leave me alone.
Just go on.
Just please leave me alone.
Yeah.
It's not helpful.
No.
And I don't mean it to be mean.
No, but it's not fun.
No.
No.
And in some cases, it can get a little scary.
Yeah.
When you won't back off.
Yeah.
And then it makes me angry.
Yeah.
And in some cases, they do stuff that is creepy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I made a TikTok about it. Yeah. I made a TikTok about it where I was like, please take a hint.
Yeah.
And this guy leaves a comment that says, if you're over the age of 35 and have kids, he's just doing charity work. Oh, my God.
What's his name? What's his name? I'm going after him.
I just could. And I just.
I want to comment and be like, as am I, good sir. And wink.
Yeah, I just want to be like every woman who's ever slept with you is doing charity work. I'm sure if you're the kind of person who thinks that way, you're trash. I just can't believe. I'm just amazed that there are people who not only think those things but then say them out loud.
Yeah, gross.
You know nothing about me.
Yeah,
I'm a catch.
You are a 10.
What a disgusting human being.
I can't stand
people. Anyway, this is the Witch's Magic Murder Mystery Podcast.
We're here with dating advice.
I'm Megan.
I'm Kara.
You shouldn't cut any of that out.
No, I'm not going to. I don't plan on it at all.
We talk about witches, magic, murder, mystery, and dating. And sometimes we complain about men. If you're a man who listens to this podcast, I'm sure that you're not. This doesn't apply to you.
No,
because,
we love you.
Yeah. If you listen to this podcast, then you're one of the good ones.
Yeah.
But I'm just amazed.
Wow. Gross.
Who are these people?
Nasty people.
Why are these people? Listen, I know what story Kara is about to tell us. And we need to give about 1 million trigger warnings.
Oh, yeah.
Your children cannot.
Do not let them listen to this.
Listen to this.
No. If you were.
Some of you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to think of. Like, if you have stomach issues, if you cannot handle.
I don't want to listen.
Story
to I have else, to.
If you just don't. Like cannibalism, really is.
Yeah. And it's going to be, it's rough. Lauren, Ella, don't listen.
Go
turn
away.
It off. Mom,
I love you.
Go away. I love you, Mom. Yeah. Go away.
My mom might enjoy this.
My mom won't.
My mom is going to love it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all
my
I got.
Mommy, my second mommy, you can't, we love you a lot. And maybe we should just let you hang out with Olive instead of listening to this.
Yeah. But it's truly, in all seriousness, this is going to be a rough one.
Yeah.
It's pretty graphic. Yeah. It's pretty disturbing.
Yeah.
You know, we usually don't do the really disturbing ones.
Oh, but wait.
Someone emailed us this one.
Yep. I'm going to look up the email.
And I was immediately like, I'm not doing it, but I knew Kara would.
She messaged me and she said, Kara, have you seen the email? And so I go and look and I'm like, Megan, do you want me to do it? I said, I can work on it.
I knew I wouldn't.
I was like, let me see what I can come up with. And she's like, if you want to.
I wasn't even necessarily saying that you should do it. I was just saying.
I did it.
I said, I wish I could unread the email.
Yeah.
I mean, I love you, dear listener who emailed us about it.
Well, yeah, it's Aaron.
Aaron, I love
you. Aaron says, hey, y'all, I'm not usually one to email in like this, but my ethics textbook, Roll Tide, just casually mentioned the craziest case, and I think y'all would be the best to listen to talk about it. I looked and didn't see the cases you've already done. Sorry if I missed it. And then goes on to tell us a little bit about it. And then Aaron says, I really hope y'all see this and do an episode on it because I'm simply a guest and want other people to share in this crazy case with me. Oh, we're about to share. We're about to share. It's a lot. Like, I was sitting on the couch, like, making my final edits last night, and I just, Sophie was like, what is wrong with you? And my mouth apparently was just, like, open. Just, I was reading it, and I was like, you don't need to know.
If you're on the Patreon, isn't that where you covered the other cannibalism case about the guy who's like a free man now and he's like a celebrity? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think this is worse than that one.
Oh, for sure.
A lot of people know that case. It's a pretty famous one. I'd never heard of this one.
And then one of the articles I was reading was like, if you like this case, you should see this. I think it was like Swedish cannibal. And I was like,
God, why? Okay.
We should.
We should not.
We shan't. Okay.
All right. Hang on. Let me get this.
Listen, I'm not going to be able to pronounce any of this right. Even though Aaron told us how to pronounce it, you heard me. I just Googled twice how to pronounce it. I still don't remember. Armin, I'm Armin.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Armin. Armand.
Yeah, you're me. Armin. A-R-M-I-N.
Armin.
I'm going with Armin. So December 1st, 1961 in Germany, Armin is born. He had two half-brothers on his dad's side. And his dad peaced out when Armin was young, like real little. And so Armin is being raised by his mom in this huge house. It was said in one article that it had 44 rooms.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Have we ever discussed houses and how like, what's that Alan Jackson song? Tiny houses, houses. Yeah, love grows best in little houses. I love little houses. I don't like the houses that are too big. I think you should be, I don't like to be too spread out is my point. I want to be all on top of each other. I want my kids to be super annoyed by me.
Right. Oh, my kids are.
I love my little house right now. Yeah, it's so great.
Okay. Armin, you want to guess what his favorite fairy tale growing up was that he was obsessed with?
Hansel and Gretel.
Yes.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that I was right.
Yep. Uh-huh. Loved it. Loved it so much. Mm. Like, became obsessed. And that's, like, kind of where he was like, man, I would love to do that.
I would love to cook people. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Chase them down and eat them. Eat them right up. So at 18, Armin joins the military. The military is like, dude, we have no room for you. You're just not it for us. Sorry. So Armin goes back home and is living with mom. He becomes a computer tech and he's just living his life. And he is then like a PC repairman. And he just was on the web all the time. He in school was said to have thought about eating his classmates, especially if he was like attracted to them or like felt connected to them. He thought, what if I ate them? And then they'd be a part of me.
What kind of wires get crossed in your brain for that to become your fetish? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I can safely say that's a thought I've never had.
Yeah, no.
Ever.
No, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so his mom passes away. She had cancer. She passes away in 1999. Armin is living just what seems to be a normal life. His neighbors said that he was just the dude next door. Like, he helped us mow our lawns. He helped us with stuff, you know, around the house. He invited us to dinner. He was a normal dude.
That makes it so much worse to me. Mm-hmm. See, this is why I'm never dating.
Yeah.
Ever. I hate everything.
At one point, he had a girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
So the girlfriend tells a German TV show that she and Armin had a super healthy sex life. They were fine. But then one day he's like, listen, I also like men. And she's like, I can't do this. Peace out. So Armin gets... Oh, wait for this. Armin, when his mom passes away, like, mom was pretty controlling. And Armin gets a mannequin and he makes a shrine to mom. And he lays the mannequin in her bed at night.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Lay down on the pillow.
Oh.
Sleep, mom.
No.
This reminds me of Psycho, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The mom's like dead in the basement.
Just a mannequin in your house.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, I have, remember the plant butt?
Yeah.
I have her in my shower, actually. But it's not a whole mannequin. Shouldn't have a face.
No.
Okay.
Everybody's like, plant butt? What plant is she talking butt. About?
Listen,
it's like the lower half of a mannequin.
Of a female mannequin.
Yeah.
And I put a
plant. It's a plant stand.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool.
A plant stand. It's really cool, actually. Okay. Anyways, so he's like living it up at this point because mom's not there to control what he does and tell him that he's being crazy, I'm sure. And he starts exploring the internet. And he posts on this page called The Cannibal Cafe. And his name is either Frankie or Entrophagus. And he would reach out to gay men that had cannibalistic fetishes.
How common is this?
Clearly common enough for people to be on this page.
There's a page. Mm-hmm. And a genre.
Yeah. He went so far as reaching out to these men and setting up play dates. They would meet up in hotels and role play, but none of them would ever let him take it far enough to actually eat each other, like beef stew eat each other. Not
I hate you right now. I hate you so much right now. So, you know how it's real important to me to not kink shame?
Yeah.
I've changed my stance on that.
Listen, he kink shamed. He turned a guy down because the guy wanted to be beaten to death. And he said, no, that's weird. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
He's like, I have my standards.
I want to love you. I want to love you to death and keep you in my freezer and pizza boxes.
God, I hate this story so much.
Okay, it's March 6, 2001. Cater 99 is chatting it up.
Cater.
C-A-T-O-R. Cater 99.
Oh, okay, not like cater, like cater food.
No.
You didn't even
think of that. He's a caterer.
I'm not going to be able to get through this story without making a wild amount of inappropriate jokes. Guys, we're really
sorry, but this is the only way we can stay sane.
Oh my God.
Okay, so cater's like, hey, Armin.
I don't know.
Androvegas. Frankie. Okay. Whatever. I'm real interested, but I have some things that I need you to do if you want to follow through with this. I want my penis bitten off, and I want to be murdered.
I mean, I knew that was coming. I'd read that in the email, and I still wasn't ready.
This person's name, I completely forgot to look. Is Burn, maybe? Burned? Brand is? B-E-R-N-D. And he was like, listen, I am ready to die. Like, I want you to eat me alive. Like it, and then
alive.
Well, like eat my penis, and then eat my body until I am no longer alive. Yeah, and then eat me afterwards. Like this is my wishes. This is my will and testament.
Why? Uh-huh. Do we find out why?
There's a transcript of an online chat between the two. Are you ready?
No, no, Kara.
So the victim says hello, and Armin says hi, Gator. What do you do professionally that you're up so late at night? And he says, I can't sleep well anymore because of our meeting. And he says, that's a sensible reason. Yesterday, I was incredibly tired. It was a stressful day. And the victim says, I'm in telecommunications. Oh, that sounds interesting. And then Cater, the victim, in response to yesterday, I was incredibly tired, blah, blah, blah. He says, I believe you. He says, I'm looking forward to our meeting. It will definitely be really cool. He says, I want it to be. I hope it'll be really cool. Are you setting an alarm clock?
Oh, my God.
It's only a few days until March 9th. Still, I would have rather met you yesterday and felt your teeth.
Oh, my God.
That's the victim.
No.
One can't have everything. There's still some time before you really feel my teeth. I hardly know what to expect. Have you slaughtered a man before? Unfortunately, only in my dreams, but in my thoughts I do every night. So I'm the first? You have eaten human flesh before, haven't you? No, you don't exactly find it in the supermarket, unfortunately. Well, how do you know if it'll taste good to you, or the blood won't make you sick? I'm readying myself with my dreams. Once I was so excited, I grabbed a needle and drew my own blood so I could drink it. And your blood, it tastes good to you? It was quite tasty. Once I was drilling some holes, and the drill slipped right into my hand. That was a real treat. Blood is the juice of life. It contains everything a person needs for nutrition. Dude, your blood was already in your body giving you the nutrition that you needed. No need to re-drink it.
I don't even think that's accurate.
And then,
actually, I'm pretty sure he's wrong.
Yeah.
And
no, all that's wrong.
I don't think that's true.
You think you didn't Google that?
I'm no dietitian. I'm like having to like disassociate. I can't. I don't.
Mm-mm. Okay, so then the victim says, "Then I hope you won't wilt, that you can really see it through without a problem. To bite into your penis will certainly not be easy."
Jesus Christ. I don't understand. Like, this is a real thing. This is a real conversation. I can't.
He says,
"Stand it.
Living flesh is somewhat more resistant than fried, but one thing is certain, our dream will be fulfilled. But there's not so much in it as there is in muscle." "Yeah, but the penis is principally a spongy material filled with blood." So the victim says, "For both
the fact that I was talking about hating men at the beginning of this episode. No, I kind of feel bad.
I'm leaving it."
Yeah, leave it. But I'm just like, oh, man. And now we're talking about like
eating penises.
Oh, this is so bad.
Listen up, weed lovers. It's 420 month and IndieCloud.co is here to elevate your celebration. Get a massive 42% off all weed, edibles, and vapes for the entire month of April in our biggest sale of the year. This is a special year to celebrate 420, as it marks 6 years since the sale of almost all cannabis products was legalized across the country. This allows IndieCloud to deliver to you dispensary-grade legal products discreetly delivered straight to your door. No medical card needed. IndieCloud has something for everyone. Whether you're a seasoned toker or just starting out, you can explore the world of weed safely with our award-winning Soda Shop Gummy Series, our 12 strains of flower, or our record-breaking selection of vapes. Celebrate 420 responsibly all April with IndieCloud. Discreet delivery, top shelf products, all month long. Head over to indiecloud.co/spring24, that's C-O, not .com, to snag 42% off your first order. Menopausal and perimenopausal women, listen up. It's time to take control of your health and comfort, and Winona is here to help. Winona is a telemedicine company for menopause care who believes that your symptoms are real, important, and deserve to be taken seriously. And for many women, this starts with hormone replacement therapy. Winona's HRT is made with plant-based, bioidentical hormones rather than synthetic ones, so it better aligns with your body to offer relief from hot flashes, weight gain, and other uncomfortable symptoms. 80% of women who use Winona find relief within just 90 days. So, what are you waiting for? Get started today. Visit buywinona.com today to start your free visit. With free shipping and the ability to pause or cancel at any time, your path to wellness has zero obligations. Use code SPRING24 at buywinona.com for 25% off your first treatment plan. That's BYWINONA.com for 25% off. Winona, menopause care made easy.
He says, "For both our sakes, I hope that's true. I hope you've also already thought about what's to be done with the rest. Fulfilling the dream shouldn't become a nightmare for you. No one will know where I've disappeared to." And then he says, "After you're dead, I'll take you out and expertly carve you up." Yeah. "Except for a pair of knees and some fleshy trash, skin, cartilage, and tendons, there won't be much of you left. There will be a good bit, like the knees. I hope you have a good hiding place for them. I'll dry out the knees and grind them up soon after. Okay. They're good fertilizer. I've heard that once. I see you've thought about it. Good. Sounds like I'm the first. And you won't be the last, hopefully. I've already considered catching a young person from the street, but I would rather kill only those who want to be killed. That also doesn't sound bad, but yeah, seeing as it's not so totally legal, this is, in my eyes, better than yanking somebody directly off the street. Exactly. I'd do it if it were legal.
Oh my God. He would yank somebody off the street if this were legal.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't, I just need, let's take a pause.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Take a moment.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Just feeling.
I need to wrap my head around, number one, uh-huh, this man who is so excited to be eaten.
Uh-huh.
And like, is he's sexually aroused by the idea of being, yeah. That's his.
Yeah, they were into it.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. And he's excited to die.
Yeah.
But like,
to die for this man.
Right. Not necessarily in a depressed, suicidal way. He's sexually aroused.
Yeah.
What is that? And then the other guy, like the whole thing of, you've kind of heard of this whole like being sexual. There's a lot of, I don't know if it's sexual sadism. I don't really know. Right. But, you know, like the whole, the tie between serial killers and sex, that's not new.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
murder and sex, that's the, we've heard of that before. Yeah. But this, the other side of it, where there's something, you're being turned on by the idea of dying. Like what? And then you're going to die a horrible death.
Painful death. Yeah, exactly. Like you're sitting here talking it out. Like, what are you going to do with my bones? What are you going to do with this? Oh, great. I'll make a great fertilizer.
Huh? And it's super submissive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like they are, whoever this is so excited about being useful
for this person. And they're just like, in every way, I'm gone. So it doesn't matter. I'm here for you.
And they want to hear.
Yeah.
Exactly how useful. Yeah. And that seems, I am so, I can't. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. So of course they continue to chit chat online, and March 9th, Bernd takes the day off work. He had already sold his stuff.
Well, I just want, we might get to it later. I'm just trying to figure out, like, is he a teenager? Right. Is he like, I just wonder about his parents.
Well, he owned a sports car and he erased his hard drive when he was working.
Mm-hmm.
And so he erases his hard drive, sells all his vehicle, his clothes, everything, his furniture, all that stuff. And then he buys a one-way ticket to where Armin is. And Armin picks him up and drives him to his house. So they stop before getting to the house to get some painkillers. And they go and they have sex. And the victim takes 20 sleeping pills, cough syrup, and a bottle of schnapps. That's a crazy concoction. They decide they're going to videotape it because Armin wants to prove that he has his consent to do this.
Okay.
So on the tape, he says, now do it.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They haven't released these tapes and I don't need them to.
Oh, thank God. No, oh my God. If they were on the internet.
Everyone in court has seen them.
Oh, those poor people.
Yep. And of course, the state officials and whatnot and his attorneys, which
I'm sure those poor people
will never sleep again.
Yeah. I mean, so, I'm sorry to... to all of you for having
Right, exactly. So Armin attempts to bite his penis off, but he can't. So then he cuts it off with a kitchen knife, and the victim wants to eat it as well. So he tries to take a bite, but he's too weak at this point to be able to. So then Armin decides that it's too chuff to chew.
He wanted to eat his own penis?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is happening with this man?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So Armin seasons it with salt and pepper and garlic powder and then fries it. And it shrivels up to almost nothing. So he decides to grind it up and give it to his dog. Mm-hmm. It says in the article, in quotes, he tried to eat it. He was disappointed that he couldn't. It wasn't edible.
You could have just thrown it away.
And then he says, today I know that what I did was wrong, he told the film crew. The wishes, the fantasies you have, that these could have never been fulfilled, that these things you dream about can only be a dream. He wanted to eat a penis and couldn't.
Yeah. Oh, God. You didn't have to give it to your dog. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, also, right, you don't have to live out every single fantasy you have.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So Armin decides, you know what, I'm going to draw my lover a bath. I'm going to make him comfy.
Did he say lover or did you say lover?
I said lover.
Okay, thank God.
I mean, I had sex.
I know, but I was just like, is this?
That's me. That's me.
Thank you. Okay.
He makes him a bath and he gets him all comfy and he gives him Star Trek book to read. And he checked on him about every 15 minutes. He was like, he's okay. He's okay in there.
No, he's not. Mm-hmm. No, he is not. He was not Megan, okay from the moment you met him.
Megan, at this time, cannibalism is not a crime in Germany.
What?
Mm-hmm. But murder is.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. We're like in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Cannibalism is not a crime in Germany.
No. Oh, Megan's face.
Oh, there is so much I can't take in this story.
Oh my gosh, it's nuts.
How is cannibalism not a crime?
Yeah. Armin said that he prayed that his victim would regain consciousness.
To who? To who, Armin? Armin?
God or the devil.
Who did you pray to? Who are you talking to?
Oh my God. But he just wasn't going to make it, so he stabbed him in the throat. And then, kind of like your Australian lady, hung his body on a meat hook and then put him on a butcher's block and got some like freezer bags or like meal proportion size bags and put him in his freezer. He said, I decorated the table with nice candles. I took out my best dinner service and fried a piece of rump steak, a piece from his back, made what I call princess potatoes and sprouts. After I prepared my meal, I ate it. There's cookies on our table.
In a freezer bag.
There is. Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. This man was in these.
God.
And also in pizza boxes in his freezer. He did bury his skull and put other parts of his body all throughout his garden. And over 20 months, ate his meals with his victim.
20 months?
Yeah.
Did he not have any family?
Well, no. Remember, his dad left him when he was young.
Oh, that's right.
He had stepbrothers, but they were the dad, so they went with dad. Mom died.
Yeah, he had no family.
Mm-hmm. So he had that massive house.
No, I mean the victim.
Oh.
Like nobody to miss him.
No one would know he was gone. Yeah. Megan.
Mm-mm.
He ate 44 pounds of human.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that disgusting? Listen, he was caught December 10th, 2002 because he got greedy, went online asking for more victims. So an Austrian student was like, hey, police, this is a little scary and a little too much. So they go, they search his home, they find a freezer with a false bottom in it, and there's human in it. He claimed it was wild boar meat, but then they find the video footage.
Mm-hmm. I just can't. Can you imagine finding the video footage? Just nightmare. Like,
I can't. Like, having to watch that, being the detectives, having to watch that.
It would mess you out. I don't care
who you are.
Yeah. I mean, I get that you're a detective and you've seen some horrible things. There is nothing in the world that could prepare you for that.
No.
Even watching the guy give his consent would mess me horrible. Up.
Yeah. Okay. So, of course, psychologists were like, oh, hold on a minute. I don't know that he can stand trial. Let's do a little digging here. He was diagnosed with schizoid personality disorder, but they found him fit to stand trial. December 3rd, 2003, he was convicted of manslaughter and he was sentenced to 8 years and 6 months in prison.
8 years?
Yeah. Manslaughter, not murder, because the guy
gave his consent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then.
And cannibalism's not illegal.
Right.
Is it illegal now? We should look that up.
I need to look that up. Yeah, I got too lost in the.
I can't imagine why.
44 pounds of human. that he ate. Oh, Megan, guess what?
What?
The jail people said he was a stand-up citizen and that he was becoming a vegetarian while in jail. He sure did. So they tried to claim while he was in court and stuff that he just did it for sexual pleasure. It wasn't that he wanted to murder people. It's just that was his sexual pleasure. But listen to this. Armin said, with every bite, my memory of him grew stronger. He said that his victims spoke English really well. And he felt that after he ate him, his English had improved.
Shut up. God.
Yeah. Okay. So 2005, April 2005 rolls around and the prosecutors are like, guys, come on. Like, you all have him for manslaughter. He's got to be in for murder. Like, we need him tried for murder. This is ridiculous. And so May 10th, 2006, he is sentenced to life in prison. But listen, he's a stand-up citizen in jail. They allow him, with bodyguards, to, in disguise, wander the streets. It's a part of his rehab. So they put him in sunglasses and a hat, so no one recognizes him. And it says in the article, two officers accompany him. For security reasons, we take him to another federal state. There he is allowed to walk through town.
What's his rehab? Just like, can you be around people without eating them?
Right. Do you have these tendencies? Do you want to eat that person? What if the cops are like, you think they look tasty? You think they look tasty? You think you want to eat that one? You want to eat me? In 2018, Frankfurt State Court rejected his appeal for permanent release. But listen to this. Recently, like recently now, not recently to this article, his home was destroyed in a fire. And they're not gonna rule out arson. I don't know. But they said the house has been empty for years. And the town's mayor said he hoped its destruction would stop people visiting the site. The ruin must be removed permanently. It must not be a pilgrimage site. So did you want it on fire?
I hope
Were
so.
Were you all tired of people going there to get trinkets and treasures?
Because, yeah, that's where that man died.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you find your answer? Is it still?
I couldn't tell. Yeah. I mean, just a quick Google didn't really answer. It just brings up this story. And so all the answers are kind of old.
Yeah.
So I'm not entirely sure.
Right. So he's in for life, but allowed to wander the streets with bodyguards.
If you live in Germany and can tell me
that I pronounced every name correctly, let us know. No. Yeah. What are y'all doing there?
I just,
No. Aaron, I hope I did that justice, but also I regret doing it.
I mean, it is, you know, the reason I like true crime is I'm so fascinated by human behavior.
Right, same.
And yeah, so come from like that psychology background. Yeah. Standpoint, this is a fascinating case. I just usually don't do the very disturbing ones. But I mean, it really is like, is this? What is happening?
How do we get from one point to another?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How on earth?
I don't know.
I'm mostly fascinated by the guy who wanted to die that way. Mm-hmm. I want to know every single thing about his background.
Yeah.
What led him to that?
That website, that
need,
that want, that poof.
Yeah. Well,
That's it for today.
I feel like for my next episode, I'm going to have to find some sort of palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Some sort of very silly story for next week. Not sure what that's going to be.
Something about wombs and rabbits. And
going to have to find something silly.
It's rain and heels.
Did you see this thing that someone posted in?
The fish.
No, I already told Erin that she is not allowed to say badge fish. You can't start. Oh, my God. If you're not in the Facebook group,
please join us. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Then if you go join it, you'll see what I'm talking about. Yeah. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And also, we're sorry.
We're really sorry, but we still love you.
We love you so much.
So much.
Goodbye.